know the qualities, what he has told in this slok. First read this slok and then purport you to
it. Ecstatic emotion for Krishna fructifies. The following nine symptoms manifest in one's behavior. Forgiveness, concern that time should not be wasted, detachment, absence of false prestige, hope, eagerness, a taste for chanting the holy name of the Lord. Okay. When the seed of ecstatic emotion for Krishna fructifies, the following nine symptoms manifest in one's behavior. Forgiveness, concern that time should not be wasted, detachment, absence of false prestige, hope, eagerness, a taste for chanting the holy name of the Lord, attachment to descriptions of the transcendental qualities of the Lord, and affection for those places where the Lord resides, that is, a temple or a holy place like Vrindavan. These are all called anubhav, subordinate signs of ecstatic emotion. They are visible in a person in whose heart the seed of love of God has begun to fructify. It's not given before term.
If anyone not obeying me, he's abusing me, I'm doing something which is not favorable to me, and it calls for a call to be angry, but not angry. This is called shanti. If anyone with anyone like Haridas Thakur, he was beaten, but he never told that, oh Krishna, you should punish this person. So shanti. If there is a shanti, then you can do bhajan. Otherwise, sometimes for sutani. Easy? Sometimes here, sometimes here. And for whole long. Life, you will do this. Someone tell here against you, someone there, and you also always be disturbed, and your bhajan will be good. Be like Prahlad Maharaj. Be like Rupa Sanatana. So many problems were arranged by his father to Prahlad Maharaj. But he was never perturbed. He was so sharp. Not praying to Krishna that you should
protect me,
save me from all these troubles, suffering. If anything like suffering coming without calling to us, if oneness is coming without calling, feet are going, eyes are giving, we have nothing to do. We can repair something, but how many days? Again, and we will stay, die. So they must be tolerated. In Gita, everywhere it has been told. Death, sorrow, and all kinds. Sukh, dukha, samat, krishva, labha, labha, jaya, jayu. This is not in Atma. Suffering, sorrow, and all. Outwardly, for body. What we have done in past, your birth, you have to tolerate. This comes in two ways. If you have done wrong in past times, as a proof that you come as a suffering, so many troubles, and all other things. But for a devotee who is surrendered soul, we see this also in case of Draupadi. She was not only surrendered, but moreover she was sakhi to Krishna. More favorable and more dear among to all Pandavas also. He used to tell her, might be a friend. But how suffering he was had to suffer? They wanted to, the demons wanted to make him naked. And they wanted to take her sari. But Krishna said, Krishna came in the shape of cloth and he said, Prahlad Maharaj has to suffer. Sita Devi has to be suffered. But he has not done anything wrong in her past career. But why they have suffered? So say the whole world. What is love? What is all this? And how Krishna saves anyone who has surrendered soul? Only to teach his things. So you should not think that the devotees who are suffering, they have done wrong in their past life. You should not think. You should think that Krishna wants to give some lessons through them, or it may be that they pray Krishna that I am not so humble. I have no sorrow. And that is it. And they are surrendered to Krishna. So Krishna is making them, oh, how to tolerate, I am giving lesson to you. He is not controlled by that, by karma, but controlled by Krishna himself. Jam cannot touch them, only they are in control of Krishna. No, those who are taking them, they are out of control of death and all, Jam Maharaj also. So their suffering is to make humble them and to give lesson for whole world. So we should not think like this. Otherwise it will be offense. If you think that just Jay and Vijay had done offense anything, that is why he came in the shape of demon. But if you think like so, you will come in the category of demon. You are doing some nonsense things. You should not do that. Srivas Pandit was so poor, so much poor. Haridas Thakur has come in Muslim dynasty. We should not think Brahma has come in the shape of Haridas Thakur. Prahlad Maharaj has come in the shape of Haridas Thakur. Combined they came. Srivas Pandit was not a poor person, but he was a Nara. Having nothing, he was rich in Chan Vaishnava. So we should not think like this. So, shanti, if any cause comes to be angry, we should not be angry. These are nothing but they are only connected with body. Abhyasthakalaptam, the meaning of abhyasthakal. We will see in very pure Vaishnava, that he never left his 1 second time useless. Chanting, serving, reminding, reading, doing any worshipping whole day and night. His sleeping is also to serve Krishna. His going to school is also for service of Krishna. His everything is like, not their attachment.
Not in vain.
In vain. Abhata. Virakti. What is the meaning of virakti? Rakti, anurakti and virakti. What is the ninth order? Vairagya. Taraj has two meanings. Vigataraj, Visheshraj. Vigataraj means?
Detachment from material.
No, detachment from all worldly desires. But it will be when you are so much attached to Krishna. You have not attached to Krishna, then real variety can come. So a special anurag, frame to Krishna, and it means that we have no faith, no any attachment with worldly things. This is variety. And this is renounced order. not taking a sannyas, bamboo stick and red cloth. That is not Vedanta. But nowadays, common person, things like that. And some are heading up also now. So this would be, should know all the realities. Asa bandhasana. Shanti abhartha kalatman. Virakti manasunyata. If one to chant harinam purely, then manasunyata. Srinatapi sunikena karurapi sanchluna amanina manudena satsanyata. If you want to chant Hari name, then you should try to learn these things, not only reminding, but in action you have to establish in that true four truth. If you are not following these rules, four, you cannot chant your name. And this is the teaching of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. If you want to, that your heart should be melted, and tears should come, then you should follow this. That srinadapi sunikena. This should be like dinhi, dinhi means
humble.
Humble. So more than tree stem,
grass.
If that under feet we are going walking on
grasses,
they told never anything. But again, you will take your feet from them, they will like it. So Vaishnav should be more
humble
than grasses. Don't, you should learn tolerance from trees. You know, tapi sunekena taro, tapi taro means trees. Like mango tree. It will go and cut the branches of tree, they will never tell that don't cut it. Animal sitting on the branches of the tree and cutting another branch, they will not object anything. If you are sitting under his shade, he will tell that. You will make friends and doors, chairs, and furniture, he will not tell it. If you give a stone, he will give you very sweet throat. So you should learn this thing from tree. His bark, his roots, his leaves, his branches, his fruits, everything he gives free to all. Anything not for him, but all. So Vaishnava should be like this tree, his life, his everything should be for all, benefit for all, not for him. So whatever you do for
benefit
of all, and the benefit of Krishna, and benefit for soul. Always remind this thing. Otherwise you cannot be a very pure Vaishnava. Manasunyata. You should try to give honor to all Vaishnavas according to their qualification, not to all same thing. According to their quality, whether they are third class minister, Kanishtha Vaishnava, Madhyam Adhikari, and Uttam Adhikari, they should be treated and given honor and according to their qualification. And if you will do same, this will be our can of. So we should try to realize who is Vaishnava or not. All are same mood, all are from one thing, the lips of Tulsi. Or same, we should not. Manasunyata. Don't want, you should not
expect any
honor. Give honor. So manasunyata, asa bandha, though I am fallen, I am not a pure Vaishnava, but I know, I have some very strong desire that I will have that. I'll have Krishna prema. In hundreds and thousands years, but yet I will not like anything other, only this prema. And it will nest, must be done. This is called asha bandha. Don't be hopeless. Some devotees become hopeless, no fruit is there, but fruit is there. You are not seeing, you are not looking. Ajavan, let us follow that. When he has taken first name of Narayan, he settles all their guns. He realized after meeting from four Vishnu groups. He realized. So you should know all these things. Samutkantha, we know that Krishna, I will surely have peace. But you said Samutkantha. What is Samutkantha? When I will have this? When I will be a pure Vaishnava? When I will go to Vrindavan? When I will see Nityananda Prabhu, Gaurachandra? And when I will realize what is Vrindavan? What is Krishna Prema I will realize? This is called Samutkantha. Nama gane sada ruchi. Ruchi. First, good initiation, association, serving Gurudev and serving Vaishnava, anartha will go away. Then ruchi will come. First, sabda, nishtha will come and after that ruchi will come. So nama gane ruchi. I am doing so much of ruchi. You should see that in this Vaishnava this is really this is and try to follow him. Asakti Swarguna Khyane. If he sees an ant, he begins to remember Krishna and to tell like Sukadeva Goswami what he told Parikshit Maharaj. Where seen in the life of Srila Prabhupada, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta, Saraswati Goswami Thakur, in my Gurudev. And I also know that this was in the character of Srila Swamiji Maharaj. Always, he was doing explanations, writing explanations, giving explanation of Krishna, pastime, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, pastime. Always explaining Gita, Bhagavat, Chaitanya, Chaitanya, and so many books. It is called Asakti Tat Gunakhyane, Priti Tat Vasati, Vasati Sthale. Some of you just to tell that my office is in Bombay, my sadhan bhumi is in
Navadvip,
and my home is in
Vrindavan.
Where Krishna is? The home of Krishna is home of devotees. So we should be very glad to be in Vrindavan. Priti, so much honor. Affection in Vrindavan, Navadvip, Sipuri Dham, Ityadeo, Anubhava, Ityadi, also there are many so more. These are the Anubhava of Asakti, Prema, not Prema, Bhava. If we see these qualities any Vaishnava, then we should know that we should believe that is one of his Vaishnava. His pure Vaishnava. And we should try to hear from him, try to do kirtan in his guidance, otherwise our kirtan will be like the song of Penny. Penny, you know.
Frog.
If you are not in guidance of them and doing kirtan Hare Krishna, it will not do. There should be in guidance of that class of person. If you are doing kirtan and the guidance of Swamiji, then it is kirtan. Otherwise, no kirtan. Songs of
frogs.
Prabhupada has told in or everything, everywhere it has been done. So we should try and follow. Now, time is over. Tomorrow there will be some program. We will go to
Parvi
Darshan. And here, one of the Prabhupada's centers here. And then a meeting will be perhaps, no meeting perhaps. I am so glad to come here and so seeing so many devotees here, dancing and doing kirtan here. I become overjoyed. I've given my heartly blessing to you that Prabhupada, your Prabhupada means Swamiji, his divine grace, Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj. So please, Nityananda Prabhu and Gaurakshakti Nityananda Prabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. What he told? You can speak in Hindi, but धन्यवाद that I have tried to give you the message of Swami. But if I have done anything wrong, it has been done unknowingly. So I should be forgiven for this. I'm not a so qualified Vaishnava. I went to the dust of holy and so pure Vaishnava. I only wants to take the lot of dust off from their feet. So I must be forgiven for that. If I have told anything which has been to you anyone or anything wrong, then pray like this. Gaur Praman.
Krishna, Krishna, Krishna.